Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Yeah, go on then, let's do another one of these. It's a podcast of the weirder news stories we've found in the news. Shout out to anyone who saw me do stand-up over the weekend. I was in West Bridgeford, we'll talk about this in the show. There was a funny thing that happened. Oh, it wasn't funny, but either way, we'll talk about it in the show. West Bridgeford's a bit posh, which is weird to find a place in Nottinghamshire being a bit posh, because I'm from Nottinghamshire, and as you can tell, I'm not from West Bridgeford. So anyway, we did a radio show. Loads of stuff in there. We're talking Only Fools and Horses. We got Brits. The music thing or just the people? We'll find out. If you own a pet, you might be mentioned indirectly. And what's this one? Chips are in the news. Whoa, so big stories. Big stories today. Let's crack on. Hey, do you have any spare money hanging around? Of course you don't. It's the cost of living crisis. But if you did, say if you had 450 quid just hanging around, I've got something you could spend it on. Only Fools and Horses fans are being asked to pay £450 to meet Sir David Jason. Well, he's got the sir in front of his name. That does add at least another 100, doesn't it? If you're a big fan of it, you want to go and meet him, you have to buy tickets. They're having to run a ballot for the tickets because they've been so in demand. And what I like about that, I mean, that's a lot of money, isn't it? I can't afford 450 quid. If I were paying him 450 quid for us to meet, I'd need him to, like, also clean my house or something. Although, I suppose, if he fell through a bar live in front of me, I would pay that. Everyone would pay that, which might finish him off. So let's not ask him to do that. But I just wondered, how much would you pay to meet me in real life? I mean, I know it's less than £450. That much I can kind of gather. But how much less than £450? What's that? £450 less. Okay, no, thanks. Britpop news. Liam Gallagher says that all it would take to get Oasis back together is for Noel to send him a box of chocolates. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Do you get the feeling that things aren't quite as rock and roll as they used to be? Like, back in the day, they had a huge row. Who knows what kind of substances they were having, but I don't think it was, like, milk tray. Do you know what I mean? So now, the only thing that they're looking, that he's looking for, that Liam's looking for, is a little apologetic box of chockies. Maybe some Terry's All Gold. Maybe a little bit of Black Magic. That's all the ones I can think of. You know you're getting old when not only your rock idols are now more concerned about chocolates than anything else. I did a gig over the weekend, and there was someone in the front row. And I said to him, he was quite young, so he looked like he was in his 20s. And I said, what's your name? And he said, Hadley. And I said, okay, I think I know what happened here. I think I know what was playing when your parents got together. And he had no idea what I was talking about. And I said, I'm that old, aren't I, that I can do references to songs that young people in audiences don't get? And he said, yeah, I think I was named after someone my mum fancied. I was like, yeah, that's what I meant with, oh, dear. And then he was sat next to a woman, and I said, how do you know this lady? And he said, we were friends. And I said, how do you know each other? And he said, well, apparently, our mums were pregnant at the same time. And I said, were you born within an hour of each other? Did your mum say you could be sister and brother? Is her name Deborah? And they looked at me and I was like, you don't even get 90s references now. So I definitely am feeling old, thanks to the gig. But that's not anything wrong, is it? It's just because I am. In the news, there's a survey. It says chips have been voted the best way to eat potatoes. Yep. There's nothing else to say about this. Yep. Yeah, I agree. So it's in the newspapers saying that some people wear the same socks for a year. I mean, we all do, don't we? But they mean without washing them. That's the thing. Obviously, I wash them and wear them again. I'm not one of these people who wears a pair of socks once and throws them away. I'm not royal. I think that's what they do. But a survey of 2,400 people found that 33% of us change our footwear daily. 7% swap their socks twice a day. Seems when you do that, you change your socks every day, you clean. You change them twice a day, what's your problem? What's your bacterial issue? Do you know what I mean? You go too far the other direction. However, 60% confess to wearing the same pair of socks for days. And some say they've worn them for 360... You know, often on this show, we find a news story where AI says it's going to wipe out humanity. And then you see a story like that and you think, yeah, fair enough. Got a lovely tweet, actually, from someone who saw me doing the Talk TV Plank of the Week thing. I should have got a name in front of me, but it's on my phone somewhere. But she just said, I'm sure that Steve Allen's on my local radio station. I am. Thank you. I'm glad you've noticed. I'm glad I'm having an impact. More than half of parents can't afford to take their kids to sports activities. This is according to a survey. Research said that 90% of mums and dads think it's too expensive. This is a worry, right? Because my kid turns two very soon, within a matter of days, right? So it's not a problem yet, because he's only two. But at some point, he's going to reach an age where, if he's fit and healthy, he's going to want to do football and rugby and tennis, and he's going to want to get involved in doing swimming, and then there'll be some sort of other, you know, there'll be loads of these things, and all of it requires expensive kit. Whereas right now, buying sugary treats is really cheap. So if I can make him big, don't judge. I'm just saying there's a cost of living crisis going on. You've got to plan for these things. You've got to speculate to accumulate. Don't look at me like that. Here's one for you. Aldi are in the news. They're launching, did I tell you I did a voiceover for Aldi? But it's a corporate thing. So if you are a company that sells stuff to Aldi, you'll hear my voice teaching you how to redesign your packaging and stuff. So I feel like I should get some discount, but I don't. Aldi is launching wine in paper bottles. Okay. The own brand Tipple will be going in store next week to coincide with Global Recycling Day. That's going to be a fun day, isn't it? I would have got you a card, but, you know, you'd only recycle it. So Global Recycling Day means that they are launching bottles of wine made of paper. And I think this is great. It will cut back on plastic. It will save the environment. You've got to get an absolute soaking wet trousers, because paper doesn't hold wine, does it? But all over it. But think of what you're doing for the dolphins. Different topic, mobile phones. Apparently, Brits have around 100 million, that's more than a million. 100 million old mobile phones gathering dust at home, according to new research. This unused tech is worth an estimated £14.1 billion. That's like the amount of money the government raised by scrapping the non-dom status. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't that long ago that Labour had to scrap its £28 billion green plan. It would have paid for half of it and would have been quite green. But having said that, they say they're worth £14.1 billion. Who would buy an old phone, let alone buy a billion of them? What are you going to do? Put me in your own drawers. Mobile phone network Giffgaff did the survey. They found the average UK adult has at least two unused mobile phones. Oh, yeah, they're unused. Of course they are. Oh, I've got my normal phone. And then there's this one. It's pay-as-you-go on that. Yeah, I keep it charged. It's got a SIM in there. I keep some money on it. No, it's unused. It's ringing. Don't answer it. You know what I'm saying? You know. I think we all know what that second phone's being used for. Do you have a pet? Because apparently people with pets, although it says here pet lovers, which is different, because we've got pets. Would I describe me and my other half as pet lovers? I definitely am. But it was my other half's idea to get cats. We've got these two cats, and she's just constantly annoyed at them. That cat's in again. Oh, it's trying to get on this counter. Oh, would it get away? Just shoos them out all the time. And then in the evening, I let them in, and they just come and sit on my lap and purr. So, you know, they know which side their bread's buttered. They don't eat buttered bread, but pet owners have cleaner floors than people who don't have animals. Are you? Surely not with dogs. You know what dogs do when they get an itch? Really? Swab tests reveal that there's less bacteria on the floor of homes where animals live. Are the cats doing the hoovering when I'm out? Among the rooms with carpets, bedrooms had the most germs. This expert said, when we look at homes with rooms with carpets, the bedroom was the filthiest. All right, steady on. Family show. Oh, I see what they mean. And it was more surprising that they were 40% cleaner if you've got pets. One theory is, to explain it, is that pets make us more aware and we do more cleaning. Ah! So you've got cleaner carpets if you have pets and you clean more. No, I'm out. That's not me. Okay, never mind. Well, I can't, can I? I've got both cats sat on my lap. Now, I'm not always up with the latest entertainment news. That's why I often use Larry's expertise. But I was reading that Danielle Harold, no idea, from I'm a Celeb, what, said that she had a flood of offers from fellas after she joked that she couldn't even get a man to get her a cup of tea. Oh, she's an EastEnders actress. She said after leaving the Australian camp that she's had loads of messages from potential conquests. Here's the deal, though. Listen to what she said. She can't get a man to make her a cup of tea. And then you say, like, oh, I'll go out with you. No. She's got loads of people who'll go out with her. It's getting one to make you a cup of tea that's the hard. It is trickier, isn't it? Like, in my relationship, I'm still with her. But sometimes when I'm like, oh, I would have a cup of tea, but if I make one now, I'm going to have to make one for both of us. Oh, I'll probably do without. Right, podcast done. That's it. Well, you don't need any extra stories. You got all the news that you didn't need. That should have been the strap line for this. The news you don't need. There'll be some clips available of me doing some other stuff. I've got basically issues with snotty throat and coughs at the moment. It's weird. And burps. I'm an absolute mess. So you go away. I'm going to do another burp. You go away and recuperate, and I'll try and do the same, and we'll do this for the next podcast. Till then.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, Almost Daily.